text?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pop.
1 second. I'm on the phone with the distribution house now. Let me make sure they got it.
Okay.
What's it called again?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pop.
Happy Scrappy.
She loves it.
Obviously. Yeah, hi, this is RST Video calling. Customer number 4352. I'd like to place an order. Okay, I need one each of the following tapes. Whispers in the Wind, To Each His Own, Put It Where It Doesn't Belong, My Pipes Need Cleaning, All Tit Fucking Volume 8, I Need Your Cock, Ass Worshipping Rim Jobbers, My Cut in 8 Shafts, Come Clean, Come Gargling Naked Sluts, Come Buns 3, Coming in Socks, Come On Eileen, Huge Black Cocks with Pearly White Cum, Girls Who Crave Cock, Girls Who Crave Cunt, Met Alone 2, The KY Connection, Pink Pussy Lips, oh yeah, and All Holes Filled with Hard Cock. Yep. Oh, wait a minute, what was that called again?
Oh, what a day to miss the bus. 5 miles to walk to the goddamn store. Who the fuck is calling me? I know. Oh, God. Try to get my phone. Shit. Coffee. Oh, my coffee went bye-bye. That's just great. Well, at least I still have John's. Oh, that's better. I know. What the hell does this asshole have to say?
Hey, dickhead, where the fuck are you? I know I changed your schedule last minute, but hey, assistant managers have the power to do that. Get your fucking ass in here now!
Oh, this is just great.
I can't believe I'm gonna fucking do this. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh, fuck.
Hey,
Johnny,
hey.
Fucking. Hey. Wait, are you recording?
You were supposed to be here, you know? Fucking called you.
You were supposed to wait for me. Hold on. Gotta catch my breath real quick. I brought you a coffee, though. Maybe you might
you
like
it. You brought me a fucking coffee?
Yeah, coffee. It's,
How fucking thoughtful of you. You brought me a fucking coffee.
Yeah, coffee. You like coffee.
Yeah.
It's good for you. It'll get the shit flowing.
I don't drink coffee, you asshole.
Ah! Fuck my face! Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I told you how many fucking times I don't drink coffee.
Fuck. Ow. Ooh, it's fucking scalding the skin off my face. Fucking face, asshole.
That's what you get, bitch. Don't be late again.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I still was a blind man, though my mind could-
Yeah. All right, and welcome.
Jesus Christ.
To be.
Are you trying to deafen me?
Life.
My fucking head. Like my ears. And wait. Were you singing Kansas?
What?
Who listening to us knows who the fuck Kansas is?
I wasn't singing Kansas.
It's carry on my wayward son. Take me back where you belong. Don't you cry
anymore. That's not the fucking words. All right. So Tony left on classic rock, and I was fucking stuck here listening to classic rock all morning. So what?
No, you know what happened? You switched the station, because he usually has on fucking 88.5 XPN. He usually listens to that. You switched it. Or maybe I switched it, because I don't like that fucking independent shit. I probably switched it. Yeah, I probably switched it.
I might have switched it, too. Had your classic rock.
I can't get that out of my head.
Anyway. All right, so welcome. Once again, you are here with us.
I still love how you're like welcome. Welcome. Once again, you're here with us. See, I want somebody to come into the store one day, and I want you to be like, welcome to Press Play Video. Do it.
Yeah, just pull out my full Shatner and be now. Overly dramatic with it.
Yeah, I mean, you...
Customer's just going to walk in, and I'm going to jump up from behind the counter. Welcome to Press Play Video.
Yeah.
Have all your VHS needs. Yeah. Where the fuck are you going? No, get the fuck back. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's how it's going to be. Speaking of, did you happen to clean up the adult section?
Or you mean mop it up?
No, this is back in the carpeted section of it.
Nah, I don't really go back there.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to clean that up, and it's not going to be me, because there is, like, a huge, like, hard substance there, and I don't like it.
Okay. I'll let you in on a little secret on how I keep getting Employee of the Month.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I was Employee of the Month for, like, the last 2 months. I don't know where the fuck you're talking.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Who holds the record for Press Play Video of being the Employee of the Month?
I guess you do.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Anyway, so the trick to it is, is you don't go back there for, like, a week or two.
Yeah.
And then when you go back... Most of it's dry. There's going to be some new spots. But you just take the snow shovel and you scrape it up because it's all dry at that point. Then you just fucking vacuum the floor and walk away.
So it's like roadkill.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just scrape it up and it's all like powdery and shit. And then you just vacuum the floor and walk the fuck out.
Oh.
But we can save that for next week when we really dive into our adult section.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah, because I have been taking trips back there more frequently. So.
Yeah, if you're a long distance relationship, I bet you are there, buddy.
I pull back the curtain.
And that's the only curtains you're getting in.
Well, for now anyway, yes. Nice.
You and your gimpy little dick.
Yeah, actually it is very little. I'm very, I'm not very endowed at all. You know, it's funny. I was sitting on the toilet the other day and I was thinking and I looked down and I'm like, you know, I really think that this is like maybe an inch. Then I stretched it out and I realized it's like maybe 2 inches. And I'm like, somebody really does not like me because they don't like it. It's hell for me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Do you? Because I don't.
I'm sorry, bud. I got nothing for you. I've never really had that issue.
It just hurts me to think about it, you know, because I try to, like, manscape down there because they say if you manscape, it makes it bigger. It doesn't make it bigger. It actually makes it smaller. I actually felt like getting a pair of tweezers to hold it before.
It just kind of draws attention to it. It's like a sad little thumb sticking out there, man, isn't it?
It's a fucking baby thumb.
Yeah, I actually shaved my junk too. Mach 3 the shit all around it.
I do, and I get like razor burn all over my balls.
No, you if you do it consistently, well, all right, your skin toughens up.
Oh, because I did it like maybe last week for the first time in like 3 months. That was not a good idea. That
no, you got to do it at least idea. Once a week. Yeah. At least.
Well, see, I'm better with that. I think I can go maybe like a week and a half or 2 weeks and be okay. But I think like this, maybe like every month or every 2 months is not going to cut it.
No. I actually do it twice a week because mine, you know, gets seen on a regular basis.
Lucky. You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, what can I say? Anyway, so...
Yeah, that doesn't seem like, you know, that's what we're going to talk about on the show today, so...
No, we can talk about my dick on the next show. I have no problem. I'll pull it out. We'll even get into discussions of how I paid off my college loans already. We'll get into all that.
Would you like to post a picture on the adult Twitter for people?
There's an adult Twitter?
I don't know. There's adult other things, so I would figure there's an adult Twitter.
I don't know. Rhodes doesn't Twitter.
Oh. Rhodes King doesn't do a lot of shit, does Rhodes King?
When you look this good, you don't really have to.
Well, at least the Viking beard's gone. We're happy about that.
Yeah. Anyway, so we are not very good record keepers here at Press Play.
No.
And I assigned Michael J. some homework on the last show. And to be completely honest with you, both of us kind of forgot what the fuck that was.
Well, so, there was one homework assignment that I could not do based on the fact that my PlayStation Network got fucked up and I could not watch the thing that I rented because I wasn't going to buy it because I know I'm not going to like it.
See, right, that's here's another what we
thing.
Decide.
That's another thing, though, that he's got to realize. He assigns me shit to watch and he knows what I like and what I don't like. And he should know better. By knowing
I sign you shit that I like.
I know. But see.
Anyway.
Hold on. But the pick that I assigned you was something that I loved and enjoyed. And I knew because, you know, of the sophisticated gentleman that you are, I knew that you would appreciate this. And, you know, that you would see. Like, view it on another level, which I think that you have done.
All right, well, allow me to actually explain now, Mike.
Yes, sir, please.
What the fuck we're talking about.
Yes, please explain.
All right, so since we did that, we were kind of discussing a couple of nights ago when we were closing out neither one of us felt like going back and actually figuring out what the fuck it was. So we were just going to assign ourselves more homework because, you know, we love movies and why the fuck not? So we don't need more reasoning than that. If you need more reasoning for that, you're in the wrong fucking area. Fuck off and go somewhere else.
Right.
Go listen to some overproduced bullshit. Anyway, so yeah, that was a dig towards that fucking network with their thumb up their ass and their $5 a month in there. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so here's the deal. I assigned Michael J. a movie that shall be discussed on the next episode. Mm-hmm. All right? And Michael J., in return, assigned me a movie that we're going to discuss right now, bitches! Okay, so... Would you assign me?
I assigned you a film called Darling. It was made in 2015,
and directed by Mickey Keating, who I thought was a relative newcomer. I believe he still is, because he's done mostly independent stuff.
From my understanding, he does do a lot of more independent films. I think he is really kind of inspired by Larry Fessenden. And I think he's kind of taken up Larry's reins. Mm. So just to get us started
but
here.
But we know that Larry Fessenden could not make a film on the level of Darling, I don't think.
I disagree. But anyway, the way I'm going to get started here is very simply. Well, I was watching this. I was actually texting Mike because I got nothing fucking better to do. And Mike's my best friend. So anyway.
I feel sorry.
I'm actually going to... Yeah. Me too. Anyway. I'm going to read you the text because I think that sets the tone.
And you saved them? Wow.
Allows you to kind of fill in the blanks. All right, so at 10:41 p.m., dude, WT fuck.
Yeah, I like that you didn't abbreviate. That's good.
Yeah. To which Mike just said, I told you, I love it. And I responded, just got the chapter 2, and I'm nervous. Mike then laughed at me. A little bit later, I texted back. And I think this should be on the film's fucking poster. Or VHS cover art. Alright, so here's the blurb that should go on the back of that. Yeah. It's like the Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, and House of the Devil had a creepy three-way, and this was the artistic baby offspring. I stand by that.
You do.
And then, yeah, I finished it out by saying it's very different and effective. So, with that brief little rundown and your mind's going wild trying to figure it out, allow me to break it down a little bit. This film is pretty fucking artsy. It's all in black and white.
Which I really like that. I think that adds to the atmosphere of it.
I agree, actually.
And how about the sound effects, you know, when the guy gets stabbed? Isn't he like, and you see, like, the little blood splurt up on her face? I love it.
Here's the thing. Like, it's the black and white doesn't detract from it at all. It actually complements it. Yeah. I think that's a very nice touch that they did. Right. I believe it's supposed to be a period piece. I'm going to guess this is supposed to be taking place in the 1940s, maybe 50s, probably 40s. And it's basically about a house center and a house. And the house might be haunted or possessed, or she just might be crazy. And she maybe kills a guy, or maybe not, or maybe the dead guy rapes her. And then, yeah, basically this movie is like, hey, what's up? I'm kind of artistic. I go to the art school down the road. You want to have a couple drinks? And then roofies you and skull fucks the living shit out of your brain.
Yes.
It's just like, you don't know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what? Guess what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to use an iris effect for no fucking reason. And it creeps you the fuck out. And guess what? Guess what? While I'm skull fucking the shit out of you, I'm going to use sound effects that are super fucking creepy. And none of this is going to make sense to you when you come to in the morning. But guess what? Cream pie, bitch. It's going to stick with you. And none of this is going away.
That is very sticky.
Yeah, so the movie ends and you're sitting there, still kind of nervous. And you're still trying to figure out what the fuck you just watched. And it's a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
It really is. Mike, awesome job. Homework.
Is it one that you think the girlfriend would watch with you if you said, I think we need to watch your film? Do you think that she would watch it and appreciate it?
She's not really into the horror films.
Really?
Wow. I think she would watch it with me. I think she would watch it with me.
Yes.
I don't know how her opinion would go on that. She would be mad at me because, you know, because she hates being scared.
Really?
Yeah, so she would either be mad at me for putting her through that,
yeah,
or she would hate it because she didn't get it.
Do you think she would get scared?
And I'm thinking she'd be mad at me.
So you think she would be scared of it?
Dude, I was nervous through most of that fucking movie. Like, the tension throughout that, and just the unsettling effect of it.
Yeah, that's what it's meant to do.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's what it's
meant. And I will say, to my point,
yes.
Me and her did watch the same filmmakers. I can't remember if it was previous or whichever. A movie that came out right around the same time, Pod, P-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of mad at me because it scared her.
Can you, like, sit down with her and watch Darling and then get the voice memo thing on your phone going and record her reactions to it?
We might try that at some point.
I think that would be hilarious. Has she ever seen Halloween, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
She didn't like it.
Okay.
You have no room to talk.
I know. Same goes for fucking mine. Shut up.
But you know what? Mine's willing to go with me to watch 5 of the fucking films in 35mm.
Yeah, I guess you're lucky in that regard.
Yeah. Anyway. If you guys get the chance, Darling is a great fucking movie. It's really unsettling, and it really is a great discussion piece. I don't want to spoil it too heavily, so go watch it. It's, Now, past that bullshit, because I really don't want to dive into that.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to talk to the filmmaker, and we can get into it more later, because I actually think people should fucking see that movie.
Yes.
We've had this running bet going since the last show that Lights Out, Mike believes, is going to be better than Blair Witch.
Better. It is fucking better. I can guarantee you that much.
Well, we haven't seen Blair Witch yet.
I've seen it before. It was called The Blair Witch Project in 1999. And this one's going to be found footage just like that one was, I'm sure. And it's going to suck.
All right. So, actually, let's do the long fucking story.
Okay.
All right, so I put a poll up because plans changed, and lo and behold, the girlfriend and her sister decided they were going shopping.
Right.
Hoorah! I got the chauffeur. So to entertain myself, I discovered that the mall that has over 200 stores. God damn it, Mike! We're fucking closed.
Ah! Press play video.
You son of a bitch.
Hold on a second. Let me ask him. John, are you going to be free for delivery coming in tomorrow at around 6, 7?
In the morning? Or at night?
No, this is going to be tomorrow morning. And I figure since you're trying to be on the, employee of the month list, you know, the roster, you're going to want to do that.
Wait. Is this one of Tony's special deliveries from Mexico?
No, that's fucking next week. This is just a bunch of Pepsi
products. Oh, no, you got
this
that.
This is Pepsi products.
No, that's all you.
All right, I'll do it. Okay. All right, thank you, and I will see you at between 6 and 7. All right, bye-bye.
Damn it. Anyway, so this mall has over 200 stores. Okay. I discovered that it has a cinema within it that has 16 screens. Woo! So I post up the options on a poll on our group page.
Yeah, I know.
You should pussy be pole on our group page pussy if you're pole listening to this.
Pussy poll. Pussy poll.
Yeah. So lo and behold, Lights Out won.
Yes.
But I missed the movie. Because we get there, I've never been to the fucking mall before. I have to take a piss. So I find the fucking bathroom. Okay. We all find the bathroom. We go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We come back out, and the girls are all like, oh, let's go shopping. And I'm just like, wait, where are we? And they fucking ignore me. I'm just standing there. Fuck, okay. And I'm trying to figure it out the whole time. And then I figure it out, and I pull up, you know, the screenings, and I miss it.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'm getting hungry. We'll get something to eat, and then I'll go to the next one. By the time we fucking figured out a restaurant and we got something to fucking eat, I go up the screen. 5 fucking minutes away. God damn it. So I missed it. The entire fucking time I missed.
Eat at the fucking food court at the mall, idiot.
We did.
How it far just is the food court from the theater?
200 plus stores, Mike. It's
okay.
A giant fucking all right mall.
Well, then,
it's amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway. All right, idiot.
Either way.
Eat a fucking eat popcorn or a hot dog at the movie theater.
I don't eat hot dogs. That shit's disgusting.
To see Lights Out, it wasn't worth it. Just do it.
Anyway, missed it. Next day,
mm-hmm.
We decide, hey, guess what? We'll go watch it together.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We missed it. And so, yesterday I had the day all to my fucking self.
Thank God.
And I went and fucking seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into Lights Out. I watched Lights Out.
Yes.
In a packed theater of 5 people.
Oh, still.
It was fucking empty until the trailer started playing.
They already
had the pick of my seat.
Yes. They already greenlit a sequel, so.
And here's the thing, like,
yeah.
It shared a theater with Ghostbusters, meaning
thank God
the very first screening of the theater was Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
The screenings up until 7 were Lights Out.
Yes.
And then Ghostbusters had the last 2 screenings.
Really?
Really. So,
fuckers.
Yeah, I actually show up and I'm quite confused because there's a fucking Ghostbusters poster there.
Hmm.
So I walk up to the fucking counter and I'm just like, hey, bought a ticket for Lights Out. It says theater number 5. And there's a poster of fucking Ghostbusters at theater number 5.
Right.
I didn't pay money to watch fucking Ghostbusters.
Huh.
Like, oh, we're doing double showings at a theater. I'm sorry. We'll go change the poster. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I go and I watch Lights Out. And Mike, what did you think of Lights Out?
I loved Lights Out. I thought that it was brilliant. I thought, it wasn't that long. So it didn't really drag out. It was it moved along at a nice pace. Everything seemed to be, you know, at a nice clip. And it just seemed to flow. And I jumped quite a bit. I actually spilled my popcorn once or twice. Yeah. Like, do you remember, I don't know if you remember the scene where fucking the sister, played by Teresa Palmer, is like
right.
looking for evidence, you know, in her mother's house about the Diana person or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
like she opens, like she like picks up that box and puts it down, whatever. And I think that the scene like starts out with her like dropping the box on the floor or
yeah.
on the desk or something. Yeah, when that box hit the desk, I jumped and my popcorn jumped with me.
Oh, Jesus.
And I saw it
right.
2 times and it happened both times in the theater.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. Lights Out is based on a short film that kind of took the internet by storm a couple years
I've
ago.
I never heard
and
of it. So it couldn't have really taken it by storm if I never heard of it, honestly.
Either way,
yeah,
I am a huge fucking fan of that. The short film was amazing to me. In a fucking short time, it scared me.
Jason
it was
Gray
fantastic.
Doesn't seem to agree with your statement.
I don't. Yeah. I don't fucking care. Anyway, it scared me. I showed my girlfriend. It scared her. Fantastic. The concept is all there. Yeah. This film is based off from that concept. And
did she smack you Jason's in the face correct. After watching the short because it scared her?
No. Oh,
she should have.
But Jason is correct. The general tone of the short is upheld in the film.
Which is what I told
you. The film's not bad.
Yeah.
The film's not bad at all. No, don't get me wrong. I actually enjoyed it. There are far worse ways to spend your money or time.
Yeah.
I'm upholding that. I'm still holding true that I believe Blair Witch is going to be better. Now, allow me to explain. The tension throughout Lights Out is there. It's good. It's real good. My problem with Lights Out is the mythology. The whole Diane thing.
Diana,
sorry.
Oh,
I didn't like
excuse.
That.
Such a pussy excuse.
I'm saying I've already said I liked the movie. Here's my thing. I didn't like that because it's fucking common. How many times is the creepy little girl the issue? And I was sitting here in the theater about three quarters of the way through it, and this was kind of annoying me, and I was actually sitting there thinking about it. And the thought popped up in my head. It's like, oh man, if this happens, I'm going to fucking walk out. But then I realized, it's like, wait, you're still a little nervous. The tension's working. It's like, why is this? And I actually thought three quarters of the way through the film, why is this? And it's simple. It's because the fucking monster works. The monster is fucking fantastic. So it allowed me to overlook that. So my issue was that they had to humanize it. They had to put that little spin on it. Now, I told Mike that I have two fixes, and I want to pitch these. I want to hear actually from you guys. I want to know what you think about these two little ideas. They're little producer notes, little notes to make the film better. So two options for you. All right.
Yeah.
First one. The mother is not actually crazy, right? She was placed in the asylum as a child because she's a fucking witch, right?
Okay.
And Diana is not her creepy little friend that got exposed to light and burst into ashes like a motherfucking vampire and then comes back as that ghost that's still allergic to light. Darkness Falls, anyone? Anyway, she actually summons Diana. And Diana's a fucking demon. Never a little kid, never anything human. And it's the mother's weapon, right?
Right.
It kills the first husband because he was an abusive dick. Kills the second husband because he's starting to piece this shit together. Right. And then is just a defensive mechanism to against the kids to protect the mother. I think that'd be a nice little option. Add in something a little bit fresh. You know, we haven't seen a whole lot of satanic shit lately. Let's move away from the creepy kid thing. Let's move away from humanism. Let's just take it completely dark, completely unhuman, no emotions. It doesn't want to be the best friend. It wants to fucking kill. Okay. General consensus of the story is there. Just tweak that.
Well, maybe right? That's how the sequel will go.
I love it.
Yeah.
Second option. And I think this is the one that's going to get Mike on board.
Oh, let's hear this one.
We lose the older sister.
Okay.
Okay. Granted, she's She's hot. We recast her.
Yes.
Yeah. We recast her. Okay?
Okay.
We make this The Gate meets Lights Out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude. Fucking mashing up movies again.
Basically what I mean is it's a group of kids. Kids, like we'll put them around 10, 12.
Okay.
All right. And they run across Diane. Same scenario, mom's a little off the whack. Mm-hmm. The boy is always talking about it. It's a family legend, you know. And during a sleepover, they play a record backwards and they try and communicate with the spirits in the home.
Hold, whoa, wait, stop. How are these kids?
All right, I was just making bullshit up there. The spin that I would like for the second one is you make it about kids, all
right? Right.
You lose a lot of the mythology with that. Let's make it a fucking mystery where the kids have to fucking solve it. They have to figure out how to stop the ghost. That, to me, is more compelling because there's more on the line.
Oh, my God.
A fucking 12-year-old against a ghost and you actually get to see one or two die?
Right.
That puts a lot more on the line, man. And I'm more willing to sit down and root for a fucking kid, you know? I think that could be fun. There's a listener right now calling to say that I'm
fucking press play. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to get a story pitched to me here. And we're closed anyway. All right. Yeah, call back tomorrow. Yep, 10 to 9. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
So, yeah, that's it.
I don't understand why you have to lose the sister for that. That makes no sense.
Because I don't want that adult influence. I don't want the
but she's
focus
not an
of the
adult. Movie. She's it's something else.
Okay.
She's a woman.
The focus of the movie.
She's got a hot
the
box.
Viewer. And she does. The viewers. Perspective on everything is through her. I want to take that away and I want to make it a child. Because that to me is better.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're trying to turn it into Ouija Part 2.
I haven't. Is that about children? I haven't seen the
trailer. I saw the trailer during Lights Out.
Yeah, it wasn't on mine.
Oh. You missed out then.
Huh.
Actually, it looks better than the first one.
Yeah, that's not going to be hard.
No. I liked the first one. I thought it was decent.
Yeah, it's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's not horrible. It's not horrible. I just think those two little things would make it better.
Yeah, maybe.
But the takeaway is the writing's not great. It's not horrible. It's a little predictable in moments. The mythology I did not like.
So
but
you could write it better.
Monster, yeah.
You should write it better.
The monster is fucking great.
Yeah.
The concept is fucking great.
Yeah.
So it's good enough. Fucking go see it.
Fucking go see it. Fucking go see it. Fucking go see it. We're gonna fucking take a break. We'll be right back. We'll fucking do it. I'll fucking be right back. Fuck you.
Fuck yourself.
Welcome to Press Play Video. Fuck yourself. We'll be right back.
exactly are you talking about?
I'm talking about nuclear fucking war.
Who is this?
And now it's time for a Press Play Video voicemail.
Dear Jack, Tom Harris, this is Earl. I just wanted to call and say that your show is highly entertaining. It really is. And, well, I just had to tell you this story. The one time I was in my local VHS store, and you see, I was just kind of wandering the aisles, not really sure what to get. And all of a sudden, this tape just flew off the shelf. And lo and behold, it was the Poltergeist. So I picked it up and rented it and took it home. And, well, scared the living shit out of myself and haven't seen it since. But thought it was a cool story and wanted to share it with y'all. Have a good night, boys. Later.
All right, and we're back. And it's the second half, the sultry second half of VHS life. I locked the front door, so nobody's coming in. I locked it.
You just sat back. We're taking the phone off the hook. I'm gonna light some candles, and we're gonna discuss some fucking movie memorabilia, bitches.
This is the phone, Rhodes King. It's down. See? Hear it? It's down.
So, this subject kind of came up because went by a used bookstore right below my apartment and picked up a copy of Jason X, The Experiment. And I got to say, the writing in it is actually not bad. So just got me thinking.
Did Todd Farmer write it?
No.
It sucks then.
just got me thinking, you know, who else out there collects shit like this? So we kind of put up a little poll. Yeah, that's twice we're talking about a poll on the fucking group page, yeah. Which means you should be a part of our group page. Anyway.
It's in the description, the write-up thing for the program, so please follow it. Like it.
Yeah, actually, look at that shit. So, We put it up, and the winner of the poll was physical copies, meaning you, the majority of you out there that actually take the time for this shit, say that you prefer to actually have, say that you actually prefer to have a physical fucking copy.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those. I know Mike's one of them.
Oh, god damn, you know I am,
Yeah, you have the library, I know. All right. Second runner up to that was action figures. I'm actually part of that, too.
I have some.
I know you do. I'm a little jealous. Yours are fucking awesome. I'm just going to run down the list. I'm not going to keep saying them. Next up was props and replicas.
We should have changed that option to Danielle Harris's screen-worn pants from Rob Zombie's Halloween.
You can talk about your shit
later. Yes.
All right. The one that actually tied to that was posters.
Yes.
And under that was novelizations, steelbooks, because we're breaking down our physical copies, vintage VHS. Actually tied steelbooks.
Yeah.
Scripts, right under that. Autographs, actually tied scripts. And then serial killer memorabilia was written in by Ryan Lewis because he likes that shit, and that has nothing to do with movies, Ryan.
Can I ask you a question? You know what, and I should pose this to Ryan, or I should technically ask Ryan this. We should have had him call or come into the store tonight for this. Because I'd like to ask him, does that include the heads and the body parts that Jeffrey Dahmer would keep in his freezer?
No, but probably crime scene photos from that.
Oh, that's no fun. I want the real body parts.
Yeah, good luck on that shit. Yeah. All right, so let's break it down a little bit more. As for myself... I love movies, so I end up collecting shit.
Yeah.
I have a decent collection of physical copies. Usually if there's a steelbook
available. No, you fucking don't.
I said decent. It's not comparable to the library. I know.
Well, we'll see. Decent.
Yeah. Mike, I have two bookshelves full. That's decent, in my opinion. Yes, I know there are people out there that... Yeah, laugh. Laugh.
Okay. Two bookshelves? What the fuck?
All right. Anyway, usually I'll try and grab a steelbook if it's a movie I really like and there's a cool one available. For instance, you posted something about demons.
Attention, press play video customers. John Rhodes thinks that two bookshelves worth of physical copies is a decent sized collection.
That you know, if awesome. if I actually
broke why did I out, do that? The store's closed.
Yeah, if I actually broke out my collection of VHSs, because I actually still have mine, I didn't get rid of them like a loser, like you, fucking Mike.
That's a dumpster.
Yeah, I would have a lot more. Anyway, you posted something about demons. I have one of the limited edition steelbooks of demons.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I love that movie.
Never saw it, so I don't care.
Oh my god. It's going to be a homework assignment at some point. Anyway, I actually have the NECA released Evil Dead 2 collections, both collections.
It's not NECA, it's NECA. They don't call it NECA, they call it NECA.
I call it fucking NECA because fuck you, that's why.
Well, you're a NECA retard is what you are.
Anyway, I have those collections. They're really the only action figures I have. I was really thinking about getting one of the sideshow collectibles of Captain America.
Oh, Christ.
It is 100% screen accurate, and it looked amazing, but it was also really, really, really expensive.
But is it also autonomically correct?
I don't know. Anyway, but when we're talking about memorabilia,
yeah.
My pride and joy falls down to posters. I have a couple. I have a poster for a film that doesn't actually exist. I don't know how else to put it. It is a design for Freddy vs. Jason, had it been made in 1987, like they originally, very first inklings of it, studio-wise.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty fucking cool. It's badass.
Nice.
It also, I find it amusing that the artist behind it decided to make Peter Jackson the director of it.
Oh, interesting. Could you
see? He would have been a good choice back then.
Yeah, but it would have been shot in New Zealand.
Yeah. Not against it.
Yeah, but it would have been Elm Street in New Zealand.
Once again, not against it.
It would have been like the polar ice caps on Elm Street. You're against it. You can say it.
I'm not. But my pride and joy. My pride and joy.
Yeah.
Is the rare original festival poster for Hatchet. This was the independently produced one with the tagline of this is not another remake, it's not based on a Japanese film, blah, blah, blah. And it's actually signed to me by Adam Green.
Oh, shit, yeah. That was the one that you said was signed, and you posted the picture on Facebook, and I was wondering where the signature was because I didn't see it.
The problem with that was I wasn't home when I posted that, so that was just a grab off from the internet.
Oh, you're a cheater. Well, see.
Well, also, my picture wouldn't turn out horribly well because it's in a very nice case, and there'd be a glare. But at some point, I'll post it up.
Yeah, well, no, because I have to tell you something.
What?
You haven't, like, actually looked in the case at home recently, have you? Because I did something, you know, with the adult section in the back. I want it to kind of like, you know, spice it up, give it a little flair. So I thought we could use like a little, like a throw, what you like to call like a throw rug or something like that. So I basically just took that poster out and I put it back there, as like a little throw rug down on the ground. And I told you, I went back there and I saw like all the shit all over the floor. Well, right on the hatchet, like a bullseye, there's like a load of white right now.
I would fucking murder you. If I walk back there and my fucking signed hatchet poster is on the floor with jizz on it, I'm going to clean it up with your fucking face. And then I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. Well, then I should start running because it's back there.
Do you know how fucking rare that is?
Well, see, I wanted to make you feel the pain that I felt because I had a poster that was very near and dear to me, but Mother Nature destroyed it.
Oh, was it a rare one? Was it one signed by the filmmaker?
It was
to you personally.
It was very close to that.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
It was.
Did you buy it at fucking Walmart?
No, actually, it was given.
It came into Press Play, and you just took it.
No, actually, well, this was actually given to me by a customer. It was something that was displayed over at Blockbuster over there. You know, a few streets away, because we didn't get promo posters for that back then for whatever reason. And he basically took it from Blockbuster and I had hung it up, and it was particularly rainy at my house one night, and I left my windows open and it was really windy, and the wind blew the poster off the wall, and I didn't realize it. And I ended up walking into the house, and I stepped on it, and
What was it a poster for?
It was a Halloween 6 display poster from Blockbuster.
I feel your pain a little bit, I guess. I know how much that movie means to you.
But now, see, at least I didn't use mine as like a throw rug, and they didn't, ejaculate all over the Myers mask on the poster.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, hatchet.
It's all over the blade of the hatchet.
I enjoy the Hatchet series. I really do. Yeah. But not like you enjoy the Halloween series, and not like the connection you have to it. I mean, Donald Pleasance pretty much gave the performance of his lifetime in Halloween 6.
He is a brilliant actor. He was a brilliant actor. He still is because he's alive.
Further his role of protecting you from the boogeyman. Yes. You know, he was always there for you, Mike, throughout your entire life. That's he was always there to let you know that good was going to triumph over evil. Even if good walked with a cane, good looked a little bit different, it always triumph.
Even if fucking a bunch of jocks and cheerleaders fucking sitting in the back of a fucking convertible
didn't believe him. No one believed him. No one believed in him. No one believed in him at all.
And fucking pulled away and left him in the dust. But what did he do? He fucking persevered. Because that's what you do. Oh.
Not only did he
God, I want to watch that right now.
Not only, Mike, did he protect you from the boogeyman since you were a little kid. Not only that, he protected you from the floor slammer, didn't he?
Oh, God.
In your head, Donald was always there to protect you. But he also taught you the life lesson of perseverance. Oh.
He would fucking stamp out the floor slammer. He really would. He would just beat him.
It was like losing a metaphorical father for you, wasn't it?
I like to think of it that way, yeah.
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 Old Donald.
Very sad.
When did he die again, Mike?
February 2nd, 1995. I'm so sad.
Let's just let that sink in. Donald Pleasance dying right after making Halloween 6.
Actually, right after. It wasn't right
it was,
after.
It was like that performance that last time of Protecting You, Michael J. Took his life. But he gave you Halloween 6. That's what you get, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I can't breathe anymore. I actually feel pretty lightheaded.
Why, Donald died to protect you, Mike?
I can't breathe. It's so...
All right, so we're going to move past that.
I'm lightheaded.
Posters mean a lot. They're an awesome decoration and all that. And I want to talk a little bit before we really get into the subject, before I really get rolling here, just about what some of you have said. I mean, Jason Gray has said that he doesn't really have a whole lot of movie memorabilia. He'll grab up a steel book. He prefers physical copies. But he does actually have a screen-worn costume from Saw 2 that he won. Pretty fucking cool. Hmm. And we all know that Michael J.
I wonder if it's the needle. Yeah, but I wonder if his costume that he won is the needle suit that Shawnee Smith wore from Saw 2 when she went into the pit of needles. Because you know that she was in a suit that basically it was like a heavier, thicker suit. So when she got jabbed with the needles, she didn't actually get stabbed and get AIDS.
I didn't actually know that, but that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. It's not true. I just made it.
I have no fun. Anyway, so let's dive into this. Let's actually discuss this. Let's not talk about surface bullshit. Let's not talk about the posters I own or the pants Mike jacks off to every fucking night.
It's been a few months.
Let's talk about the heart of this. People collect this shit because it connects them to something they love.
Yes.
The people buy this shit because they love movies. And Hollywood likes to fuck us. All right? Yeah, if you can't tell by the speed of my voice.
I can tell.
Fucking talking. Yeah. A little bit of fucking roid rage is coming right about now. Because we're fucking talking about this. All right. So here it is. Hollywood needs to pull their head out of their fucking ass. How many times do I have to fucking say this on this show? People love physical fucking copies. But it's a dying medium because guess what? People are fucking downloading movies. Oh, Lord, for fucking bit. So, Hollywood's pushing that. Let's just fucking selling digital copies with nothing. 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 Actually, you're going to pay the exact same amount practically for a fucking digital copy.
Not if you buy a Blu-ray, you don't.
Yeah, you get it along with it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Guess what, people? Pay attention to our Instagram feed, because I don't use that shit, and I'll be posting them over there or doing stupid little giveaways. You can have every single fucking one I get, because I don't use them. I want the physical copy.
Don't worry, he won't be getting many.
Just today, I gave away 6 movies, 6 digital codes today.
Wait, you actually bought the Jurassic Park set?
I did.
All you had to do was tell me.
It was a Black Friday sale.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was really cheap.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's bullshit. It is complete and utter bullshit that they are keep pushing this. I get it. It's the fucking future. Okay? But you know what? Fucking give us something. Alright? I want special features. I want that option. The reason I like the physical copy is, guess what? I can put it on my fucking bookcase and I can fucking see it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
buy the steelbook over it because it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah,
because
he wants to, like, fill up a third and a fourth bookcase so he can, like, pretend that he's catching up to me.
People love that shit. Keep pumping. I can't keep this going, you fucking asshole. Deliver us this shit. We might be small in numbers, but we are the people that fucking buy this shit.
Well, I fucking buy them. You buy them on occasion.
Okay, let's break this down. Mike, who do you live with?
I'm at home right now with my mother.
Right, right, right. What do you drive, Mike?
I drive nothing.
Okay.
Because I was in an accident. I just don't drive since. It'll be 6 years soon.
So, what bills do you have?
I do have some bills, yes.
What's your hobby?
I like to collect films.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So let's reverse that.
Yes.
Where do I live? I live in the most expensive, nicest apartment in my city.
That's your own stupid fault.
What do I drive? I drive a Dodge fucking Charger, fully loaded.
That's
nothing cheap for me. Wow. Top of the line, bitch. What's my hobby? Lifting weights.
Oh God, we know that already.
Oh wait. Does that come with expenses? Well, let's see. There's the gym membership, and then there's the supplements. I just dropped about $160 on supplements today alone.
Ooh.
So, yeah, Mike, I don't. It's just a simple thing of priorities. What do I do?
Yes.
I buy movies I absolutely like.
Yes.
Films that I will want to see time and time again.
Yes.
I don't just collect. That's your hobby. I get that. That's awesome.
But man. I have started watching more, though, surprisingly.
I know, and that's fucking awesome. I fully support that. I'm proud of you. Keep it up. Good job, buddy. Pat on the back.
I enjoy that. That almost sounds like a little, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but you got me back.
Sincerity?
You got me back for the, how you posted about that Demon Steelbook or whatever, and I put good for you. You kind of, you know, got me back for that just about now.
Here's the thing, man.
I'm not fucking MG, I'm lying.
Here's the thing, people. Fucking go and buy the shit that you like. Support it. Maybe we'll get more of it. I've said that before towards certain movies. If you like fucking physical fucking copies, go and buy fucking physical copies. Okay? If you like posters, go and buy fucking posters. Maybe we'll continue to get this shit. We'll keep getting good products. Look at action figures, okay? Let's break that down. Action fucking figures. People actually collect these. A lot of fucking people collect these. And a lot of people are willing to spend a lot of money on this. And that's how we got things like Sideshow collectibles and these highly sought after ones. These ones that's quality is top fucking notch.
Right.
So let's equate that over. If we put the exact same effort into other things, maybe, God willing, some executive out there that just crunches numbers and doesn't even really watch the fucking movies he produces.
Yep.
We'll think, hey, look at this. We can make a fucking profit.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out the Batman versus Superman Steelbook sold better than the regular Blu-ray. Okay, let's keep making them. On that subject matter, what fucking genius decided, hey, we're going to make a Batman versus Superman Steelbook?
Yeah.
Looks fucking awesome. Two covers on it. You can either have Batman or Superman. Love the idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to put two discs in it. Love it. Love it. Okay. What disc? Well, we're going to put the Blu-ray in it. And we're going to put the DVD in it.
Well, then it's got to be three discs. No,
shut up. Not done yet.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You're just going to put the two in. You're going to put the Blu-ray in the DVD?
Yeah, but it needs three discs.
Right. Why? Okay. So what's the regular one going to have? Well, you're going to have three options. You're going to have the regular Blu-ray, or you're going to have the Blu-ray in 3D Blu-ray, or you're going to have the Steelbook with the fucking shitty DVD. Are you fucking stupid? You're already charging me fucking more. You put the fucking 3D Blu-ray in there and you throw the fucking DVD away because nobody buys that shit anymore.
Did you buy Batman vs. Superman?
Not yet, because I'm a little pissed off that I got to buy two fucking versions because I'm going to fucking put the 3D fucking disc in the fucking Steelbook like a
Can I fill you in on a little secret? You may or may not have the 2D version of the extended cut sitting here somewhere.
Oh, you're a good man, Michael J. But my point still stands. If you're going to give us a fucking better product,
yeah,
put better fucking shit in it. Fuck you, Hollywood.
See, because I didn't buy the Steelbook. I bought just the regular one with the slipcover. And it has Blu-ray with theatrical cut, Blu-ray with the extended cut, and then DVD of the theatrical cut.
I really, at this point in time,
yeah,
to me, this is like rewinding it back years and you being able to buy a DVD VHS.
Yeah.
Why are they still together? Segregate that shit out, okay?
I mean,
That pisses me off. If you're still fucking just on DVD, okay, I understand it. That's fine. You're stubborn. You're holding out. I was too for a long time. That's cool. Rock on, man.
I made you get out of it. See, because you had to get out of it. Yeah.
You did. But here's the thing, okay? I fully support that decision. Stick with it. Keep your shit out of my fucking case, okay? Mark it down. You know, put it in the case. Just DVD alone, fucking $12, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? And then give me my fucking Blu-ray. Get without the fucking DVD in it, because I'll never fucking pull it out of the goddamn case. When I had the other job dealing with the fucking little kids,
yeah,
if I got a fucking DVD, I'd give it to the little fucking kids, because I never would watch that fucking thing.
They must have loved you.
No, they mostly were afraid of me or hated me.
Oh.
But they respected me. You always respect the alpha.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're the alpha, then I'm the omega. I'm the omega man, bitch.
No, you're at the end. You are correct. You are the omega, the end. And
I thought the end was the Zeta. Or the Zeppeli.
I don't fucking know.
Isn't Zeppeli the last letter of the Italian alphabet?
Who fucking cares? Do I look Italian to you? Does my 6'1", blonde hair, blue-eyed ass look fucking Italian to you?
No, you look like one of Hitler's perfect little children.
All right. So, you, funny little side story. When I was in college, I was a history minor. And
you went to college? Holy shit, really? The shit you learn. Do, 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 do. The more you know.
I was actually doing a report on World War II, and I actually found an old pamphlet, not a physical copy, obviously, and it was basically what the SS looked for. And I started reading down the list, and it started checking off little boxes. I was like, oh, I meet that. Huh. So me and my friends actually went through it, and I'd meet all but one of the criteria to be an SS officer. Had this been 1930s Germany?
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't pass the back however many generations purity of German. That's the only one I wouldn't pass.
So you're not a pure German.
I'm not a pure German. There's a little bit of Irish in me.
Well.
And, well, one of my great uncles or great something or other or whatever the fucks they were. Yeah. He owned a squaw, and if you know what that means, good on you.
Yeah, that's like an Indian shit, isn't it?
An Indian shit?
Yes, an Indian shit.
No, a squaw is a woman.
Yeah, like I said, an Indian shit.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And then there's whatever you are, Michael J. I mean, it's like God shit in a genetic pool.
I think I'm the runt of the litter. And I'm like a mutt that nobody wants, really. So I'm just
And here's the thing, people. You can see us if you follow us on Instagram. That would be VHS Life, blah, blah, blah. VHS Life Podcast.
Correct.
All right. If you follow us, you can actually see I posted up a picture of both of us, so you can see us.
Yes.
You know, instead of just fucking hearing us, you can see us. And I was nice enough that I took pictures of our Employee of the Month photos and posted them up.
You know what? Maybe we should do like a Facebook Live thing. You know how they have that? We should do that one day.
Yeah, whatever. I'm cool with that.
What about you know what? And I think I know we're probably getting ready to wrap it up here soon, I would assume. But, you know, I think there's something that I should maybe tell you.
Okay. And then I got to tell you something too, man.
You know your hatchet poster that I have in the back there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that jizzed all over it, dude. I wanted to see if I could hit the hatchet.
How many tries did that take you?
Well, if you can see the whole hatchet, the blade of the hatchet is now like it's a crusty white.
So I assumed you were joking, but I now see that you're not.
No, I just, yeah.
So, you know how in the past you and I talked about how you can get signed posters? There are actual people that whole fucking job it is to go out to these fucking conventions and get celebrities to sign posters and then they sell them.
Yeah, I do know that, yes.
Yeah, you know how we talked about that before.
Right.
Well, I actually have an order in with one of those companies that just specifically does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you now that it's going to be one of our giveaways of a fucking signed Halloween 6 poster that you can suck my dick. You're not getting that anymore. Fuck you and your Christmas.
Who signed it, though?
All the cast still alive.
So Donald didn't sign it.
Donald's been dead since 95.
But Paul Rudd signed it.
He did sign it.
Seriously?
He did.
Can I be your fluffer?
No.
Let me fluff you right here.
No.
I'll just do it.
No.
I'll make you forget all about the hatchet poster.
No. No.
I got to do.
No.
Here,
no.
Hold on.
No.
Wait.
No.
Oh, my.
No. No.
Wow. That is fucking big one.
All right. I'm out of here. Later, fuckers.
I've never seen one so big before.
There's no money, there's no possessions, only obsession. I don't need that. Take my money, take my obsession. Revolution in your heart and in your mind to define the conclusion.
Hello, boils and ghouls, and welcome to the witching hour. Here at Press Play Video, it's the latest hour of the night, the devil's hour, the witching hour. And tonight, if you tune in, you can hear some ghastly stories. Stay tuned.
Okay.
That was fucking stupid as hell.